Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
On this episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly, SI staff writer Emma Boccioleri takes us to Oklahoma City for the 2022 Women's College World Series, where the Sooners help secure the crown jewel in the collegiate career of home run queen Jocelyn Allo. I'm Jordan Rizzieri, producer. From Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio, this is Sports Illustrated Weekly. This month in Oklahoma City, softball fans witness one of, if not the greatest team ever assembled at the college level.
Washington, the grounder to Jennings, over to first. Oklahoma wins it. And the trophy hunting Sooners track down national championship number six.
Sports Illustrated staff writer Emma Boccioleri was there to witness the whole scene unfold.
Yeah, this Oklahoma team is just a juggernaut. You know, I think you have a pretty strong case for they're certainly the best college softball team we've seen. They went 58-3 this year. They scored over 9 runs per game, just an incredible offense. They not only did they lead Division I in hitting, they also led in pitching with an ERA that was barely over 1. Just an incredible team all the way around. And really, that's anchored by Jocelyn Allo, who's certainly the best power hitter college softball has ever seen.
Oh, my goodness gracious. All onto the back of the bleachers. There's the Oklahoma record.
I think a strong case for perhaps even the best player.
Oh, is she going to get a chance to make a play? Yes, she is. Glove work from Allo.
I mean, she's the NCAA's all-time home run queen.
Absolutely destroys that one way back.
She had a batting average over 500 this year. Just absolutely astounding stuff and phenomenally talented at the plate and a huge part of the success that they had.
I've definitely enjoyed my 5 years and I'm excited to see what the Sooner softball team does. And I'm just excited to see what little girl's going to work hard out there to come and break my record.
She's from Hawaii and that's very important to her. She was actually able to break the home run record at a tournament in Hawaii this year, which meant quite a lot to her and very close to her family, and that Hawaiian heritage means a lot.
There it goes! There it goes! Jocelyn Allo hits number 96 in her home state!
So this was your first time covering the Women's College World Series.
Yes, it was something I had always wanted to attend, maybe not even to cover, but just to be there. You know, I'm someone who played softball growing up, who's always really loved the sport. And this is the pinnacle of it. So I was really excited to get the chance to finally go out there.
Where is it?
It's USA Softball Hall of Fame Stadium, which is part of the larger Hall of Fame complex that USA Softball has there in Oklahoma City, where it's headquartered. I actually didn't get a chance to check out the Softball Hall of Fame, which I was hoping to, and you know, perhaps on a future trip I'll be able to do. But you have the Hall of Fame there. You have this marquee stadium, which they'd expanded in recent years. It now seats about 13,000, which is great because, you know, sold out crowds every night, and there were far more people out in the parking lot tailgating and just trying for their chance to see anything. So it's a great venue. It's a really cool place in a city that has a lot of softball history. You know, USA Softball has been headquartered there for quite a while. Yeah, just a great environment.
Can you tell us a little bit about the fans?
Yeah, there's a great variety of people who were there. I saw, you know, just walking through the parking lot, you had license plates from all over who had come to Oklahoma City to watch. And I think obviously this year, the eventual champion, Oklahoma, winning for the second straight year, their sixth championship since 2000. This is a real dynasty they have there under Patty Gasso. And the fact that it is played in Oklahoma City means you have a ton of really diehard Oklahoma fans. You also had Oklahoma State came within one game of coming to the championship series. So you also had a lot of Oklahoma State fans who were there who had been hoping to get their chance to watch their team compete. So you do have those team-specific fans, especially for those Oklahoma schools. But there's also just a lot of people who really love softball, and that this is the biggest stage that you really have to watch the game in the U.S. is the Women's College World Series. And so I saw, you know, there were quite a few older women who had loved the game for a long time, a lot of kids, which was nice to see, just both little girls and little boys who were really excited to be there. Just a collection of people who really love the sport and were really excited to be there, and a great tailgating environment too.
So they bring a lot of energy to the game, the fans.
Yes. I mean, one of the things I've always loved about college softball is you have so much energy with the dugout chants and what every team does there to kind of be really vocal and like keep that energy up. And it's the same vibe in the crowd in a lot of ways, of just that like total enthusiasm and happiness to be there.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cowan-Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner. Homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So after seeing that level of excitement in the stands and what we see on TV and on social media, do you think there's a wider audience for professional fast pitch softball?
Yes, I really do. And that's something that I know I'm not alone in, because we've seen just this year, ESPN has gone in on the broadcasting rights for both the regular season of Athletes Unlimited Softball, which is a league that will start later this summer, and also a kind of exhibition series that they're doing right now, actually, in mid-June. ESPN is showing both of those, the current exhibition series, and we'll also have the later one. And there's, additionally, beyond that, there's also a new league that's starting this year called Women's Pro Fast Pitch, which is where Jocelyn Alla will be playing. That was started by former NCAA home run queen Lauren Chamberlain, whose record is the one that Alo broke. She's the commissioner of that league and has gotten that off the ground for this summer. So there is appetite here. I think we saw with the ratings for the Women's College World Series, there's a lot of people who are interested in the sport. And, you know, this kind of new professional stage is very much in its fledgling years. This is, I believe, the third year for Athletes Unlimited. It's the first year for Women's Pro Fast Pitch, but there's been quite a bit of effort to get those off the ground, and now you can watch it on ESPN.
Tell us a little bit about the role that softball has played in the story of women's sports.
So it's the 50th anniversary of Title IX. It's the 40th anniversary of the Women's College World Series as we see it today, and really, especially in the last decade or so, it's become the most prominent women's sports college final, other than, of course, the women's Final Four. It's been a really big part of kind of pushing forward the visibility of women's college sports, and something that's really found an audience. But it has a history before that, you know, before women's sports were under the NCAA, when they were under a group called the AIAW, which was sort of a separate NCAA for women before women were in the NCAA. There was a Women's College World Series there. There was a Women's College World Series even before the AIAW existed, going back to the 60s, just because the sport has such a long history. Women have played this for a really, really long time. And even before we had Title IX, even before we had kind of that more level playing field for women to be able to participate and have opportunities in college sports, women have been playing softball, having that as one of the key sports that's really propelled forward women's sports at the college level.
Okay, Emma, overall, did going to the Women's College World Series live up to your expectations?
Yes, it was just such a cool atmosphere. The softball was great. It was cool to see a team as just dominant as Oklahoma up close. And I'm looking forward to hopefully going back next year.
Sooners celebrate in Oklahoma City, 10-5, the final, and they hoist the hardware on high.
Thanks for listening, and a reminder to please rate and review our show. It helps people find us. Sports Illustrated Weekly is a production of Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. And for more of Sports Illustrated's best stories and podcasts, visit si.com. This episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly was produced by Jessica Yermosky, Jordan Rizzieri, that's me, and Isaac Lee, who is also our sound engineer. Our senior producer is Dan Bloom. Our executive producers are Scott Brody and John Gonzalez. Our theme song is by Nolan Schneider. If you've stuck around this long, we leave you with this. And a reminder to please, oh my God, this is impossible. Why am I having such a hard time? Because you're trying to do it like John, that's why.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.